From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has announced sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. That story now from VOA Cindy Sain.
They are targeting 38 Russian individuals and companies and government officials. And these sanctions will mean that the people targeted cannot do business in the U.S. banking system, which basically means they can't do business in U.S. dollars. And the experts that I have been talking to say that is what will likely make them painful and effective to some people who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Number of experts welcome the measure, saying the sanctions are overdue. China and the U.S. have both filed complaints against each other with the World Trade Organization and how the organization works to ease the current trade tensions between Washington and Beijing. Talks of a possible trade war surfaced again after President Trump said he's considering an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports. Mary Lovely is a senior researcher at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
You know, that show of force may be getting the Trump administration what they want. Unfortunately, it does have the effect of, I think, politicizing the commercial relations to an unprecedented degree.
China says unilateral actions by the United States violate the WTO international trade law, and Beijing has filed a request for consultations under the WTO dispute framework. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States, the latest initiative of the so-called Trump era of immigration enforcement. This is VOA News. Palestinian medical workers are saying Israeli forces killed 7 Palestinian protesters as thousands of demonstrators gathered along the Israel-Gaza border. Gaza Health Ministry said the dead included a 16-year-old and also reported that 408 Palestinians were injured in the violence. That story now from VOA's Mil Arcega.
20 Palestinians have died since the demonstrations near the heavily guarded Gaza border fence began on March 30th. The latest, a man who died in a Gaza hospital on Friday of gunshot wounds suffered on the first day of protests. Palestinian tent encampments have sprung up a few hundred meters back from the 65-kilometer frontier, but some groups have ventured much closer, rolling tires and throwing stones towards Israeli troops. The demonstrators are pressing for a right of return to what is now Israel for refugees and their descendants from the 1948 war surrounding the country's creation. Refugees comprise most of the 2 million population of Israeli-blockaded Gaza, which is ruled by the Islamist militant movement Hamas. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40. Fighting comes after other rebel groups in Ghouta accepted safe passage to rebel-held areas northeast of Aleppo. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the renewed outbreak of fighting in Douma is of great concern.
We're also expressing our concern for the safety and protection of civilians in Douma following reports of the resumption of hostilities in the area. An estimated 78,000 to 150,000 people remain in besieged eastern Ghouta and continue to face deteriorating humanitarian conditions.
The violence comes after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave on the eastern edge of Damascus. In February, Syria's government and its ally, Russia, launched an air and ground offensive on eastern Ghouta, killing more than 1,600 civilians. Former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont has been released on bail by a German court and has been told he will not be extradited to Spain on charges of rebellion. But Reuters' Jacob Graves reports he still could face the Spanish courts.
Puigdemont isn't out of the woods yet. The German court will now decide whether to extradite him for the lesser charge of misuse of public funds. Puigdemont fled the country 5 months ago after Madrid dismissed his regional government. He's since been in self-imposed exile. Recently, Spain's Supreme Court reactivated international arrest warrants Puigdemont and a number of former Catalan leaders. They're wanted for their role in the region's independence campaign.
That is Reuters' Jacob Graves reporting. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host, from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Here's what's coming up. A peek inside the world of Jalia. What is this West African tradition? How does it sound? How do its musical marriages work? At the bottom of the hour, I take you to Harlem, where New York-based Ghanaian Jali, Famoro Jobate, breaks it all down. I've also got hot new singles from true divas of Mali and of Côte d'Ivoire. That's Oumou Sangaré and Dobe Niaore. I've got other great music, too, from the Seychelles, Benin, Nigeria, Cape Verde, and the DRC. Finally, at the quarter hours, reports from Ghana and Kenya will keep you up to speed on two music veterans that just won't stop, Suzanne Gashukia and Otiame Kwame. Our friends Bill Odidi and Eugene Salormawusu bring those reports to us. So let's roll, peeps! Here's the brand new single by Oumou Sangaré, Kamalemba. It's the second of two pre-releases from her upcoming album. We'll be right back.
Yeah, hello, music lovers. That was the brand new single, Kamalen Ba, by the true diva of Mali, Oumou Sangaré. I'm Heather Maxwell. It's the top of music time in Africa. Amadou Traoré, better known as Amadou Balaké, was a popular singer from Burkina Faso. His career lasted over 50 years. Balaké recorded and performed throughout West Africa and in New York and Paris. Here he is on BTC by the Africando All-Stars.
Ni kumana kanamani ni demena korofoli.
States. That was the late Amadou Balaké from Burkina Faso and the Africando All-Stars. It's been a short while since I've heard this song by Techno Miles. Do you know that it has 33,243,000 and some YouTube views?
For like I give me love, oh. Now you the catch in my shot, oh. For your sake, I go go touch, oh. We go drive around for my Porsche. Baby, bana, they say he like you all. I get you all. Baby, bana, anywhere that you go, I can follow you to go. Baby, bana, they say he like cassava. I get to be cassava. Baby, bana, my love for you will never die. Will never die. Eva, Eva, oh baby, Eva, Eva. Baby, you too sweet, you fajava. A baby dance to the lagwaja. Make a take you to Babalada. Eva, Eva, oh baby, Eva, Eva. Baby, you too sweet, you fajava. A baby dance to the lagwaja. Make a take you to Babalada. Say love is a beautiful thing. Can you dey cool my temper? Love is a wonderful, tender feeling. They give me ginger. So baby, dance, dance, dance. If it's in your eyes, they give me life. Oh, oh. I could give the love the thanks. So oh. What you say, oh, yeah. For the sake of love, oh. Hey, baby, leave it up, I double. I never give it up, I baba. Oh, if I say, I could kill you. Hey, show you love that you never seen before. For like you give me love, oh.
Hey, man, you play boy, no.
Now you the catch in my shot, oh. For your sake, I go go touch you. Hey. We go drive around before my Porsche. Baby, pana, they say you like you all. I get you all. Baby, pana, anywhere that you go, I go follow you to go. Baby, pana, they say you like cassava. I get to be cassava. Baby, pana, my love for you, we never die. We never die. Eva, oh baby, Eva, Eva. Baby, you too sweet, Eva, Java. A baby dancing to the lagwaja. Make a take you to Babalada. Eva, Eva, oh baby, Eva, Eva. Baby, you too sweet, Eva, Java. A baby dancing to the lagwaja. Make a take you to Babalada. I want your time, want your time. You see, you are taking my love, oh. I cannot understand how I'm feeling. You are my woman crush, oh. Want your man. For your sake, I go kill you, show, yeah. Show you love that you never seen before. For like you give me love, oh. Now you the catch in my shot, oh. For your sake, I go go touch you, yeah. We go drive around before my Porsche. Baby, pana, they say you like you are. I get you all, baby, pana.
It's Chris with the Trouble Boy.
Hey, hello, music lovers. This is Heather. Up next, Bill Odidee brings us the latest from Nairobi, an exciting new double album release by the veteran singer-songwriter Suzanne Gashuki.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidee. Karibu. Welcome from Nairobi in Kenya. Back in April, the singer and songwriter Suzanne Gashuki released a retrospective album to celebrate her music career that spans more than 30 years. The album is titled Zanaziki All Stars Volume 1. It's a collection of 28 of Suzanne's own compositions in three volumes recorded by some of Kenya's top performing artists. When I met Suzanne Gashuki, she told me this project actually started 6 years ago.
Actually, it was when I turned 50, because now I'm 56. And I thought about all the music that I've written and the fact that there's not that much airplay for it. And I thought, what is a way we can get, you know, the rich Kenyan catalog back into circulation and back into airplay? I just asked some of my friends, if I did a retrospective album of some of my work, would you be on it, or would you be willing to actually record a song? And everybody was actually very happy to do it.
This is the first single from the album, first video for single.
Yes, yes, yeah. It is. It's a song that came out in the 1998 album, Tam Tamu, Kodogakwa. Kodogakwa is based on a children's singing game. And we first recorded it and did a remix that was very, very popular.
What have you done
now,
to it now?
Waire said, please, the only song I want to do is Kodogakwa. And when I said, yeah, you can do it. And then when he came into the studio, he's like, wait a minute, Suzanne, you're not going to be on it? No, you have to be on it. Because, you know, he's done a couple of these.
And he likes... J.B. Minor.
Yeah, exactly. And he likes the original artist on it. Yeah. So I said, fine, I'll be on it. So that's, welcome, that's Kodogakwa.
Let's listen to it.
Big up, Suzanne. I can't believe I'm on this remix, man. I grew up on this, man. Love tape on the kiss. Call me life like a basket. Full time to me weaving the basket. When we stop with that question, me ask it. Wrong move, you could end up in a casket. Hey, see the path that you choose in life. It could have been the outcome that you're weaving right. If you want a good basket, then weave it right. Better choose the right friend that you need in life. You know what you want in life, and don't let nobody tell you what you need to do with it.
So be careful.
Suzanne Gashukia featuring Waire, Kodogakwa. Oh, how nice to be hearing that song again after so many years. Suzanne, remember the album Tam Tam? I can still see the sleeve of that CD. What's more, it's been refreshed. So Waire, the love child, is on it. That's the first single from the project. So this is officially called Zanaziki All Stars. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, basically, because the people, all the musicians who performed on it, for me, are the stars. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
Let's play something else from the new album. And I like the tune with Nyota Ndogo. I mean, all these songs remind me of so many things.
Yeah.
Tell us about the tune with Nyota Ndogo.
Again, Nyota knew what song she wanted to do. Nipe Nikupe, she was working in Mombasa for a lady. She heard it on the radio and she decided to become a singer. That song is what made her decide to try singing. She has the most smooth voice, Nyota. So, I mean, she just told me that that's my song. I said, sure. Some of these songs, you know, as soon as people sing them, you almost weep because you remember all the stuff and, you know, the people who were playing and all of that. Right, so this is Nipe Nikupe. This was on Zanaziki's first album, 1995, Nipe Nikupe 1995. And it's performed by Nyota Ndogo, the lady with the velvet voice.
There goes the sweet voice of Kenyan singer-songwriter Nyota Ndogo with her version of a sweet love song in Swahili, which is called Nipe Nikupe, which basically says love is a two-way street. You have to love to be loved in return. That track is from the album Zanaziki All-Stars Volume 1, launched in April here in Nairobi in Kenya. The album celebrates the songs of Suzanne Gashukia, recorded by a host of Kenyan artists. Really good songs in there. I'm Bill Ojidi for VOA Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi, Kenya. Now back to my good friend Heather Maxwell.
Thank you, Bill. Always great to hear from you over there in Nairobi, Kenya. Hello, peeps. Glad you're with me. I have a news flash from Kenya and Washington, D.C. Singer-songwriter Wino and I released our official music video to Abiro. Yes! You can check out the video on YouTube or on Facebook. Abiro is a true Kenyan-American collaboration. Here it is. Hope you like it. That was Wino and me, Heather Maxwell, with our single, Abiro. Here's Grace Barbé from Seychelles with Afroseca.
This is music. It's called Afroseca. Feel the rhythm. Move your feet. Ow!
Hey peeps, it's Heather Maxwell. That was Afro Sega by Grace Barbe.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Famoro Djoubaté is a Djali from Guinea. He's based in Harlem, New York, and plays the bala. Don't know what a Djali is? Or a bala? Or maybe you do, but haven't heard of Famoro Djoubaté? In any case, this interview will get you up to speed on the latest Djali music from New York. I took a quick trip to Harlem earlier this month and met Famoro in his home. He greets me with a warm smile, handshake, and a tune. My first question is about Famoro's new album, Signor Djouba, released April 7th.
Thank you to be in my house in Harlem.
You have a CD.
Yes, this is the new CD I just do with my wife. She's a singer. Signor Djouba mean, you know, in this life, if you get chance, like I'm here, you just ask me why I'm here. I say, because I have good neighbor. So Signor Djouba is good neighbor.
This is track number 9, Ami Kouyaté, sung by his wife, who was unfortunately not at home at the time of our interview. Her name, Missia Saran Djoubaté. His wife Missia are both Djali, or griots in French. Djali are a special kind of musical verbal artist. They're the keepers of history, and they retell it from generation to generation through classic song and through storytelling. They're living history books, as you'll hear Famoro say next.
We are creation, like we go generation to generation. We talk about life to people.
I see. And you are a Djali,
yeah,
or
exactly.
What they call a griot.
Yeah, griot. Mm-hmm. Living history book.
That's you.
Yes.
And you're proud of that, huh?
Very.
Is your wife also?
Very. Yes, my wife. Our father was big bala player in Guinea called Sidi Mamadi Djoubaté. You know, so she's come from big Djali family too, from Kankan.
Now, Djali are also a hereditary cast, meaning they're born into this role. I've seen other Djali couples who perform together, like Basekou Kouyaté and Ami Sako from Mali. And Nour Amin Semali and Jesh Wild Shikhali from Mauritania. I was curious about that. I asked Famoro what marriage is like as a Djali. Turns out, they like to keep it in the family, but the female Djalis, called Djali Moussol, are in high demand on the outside, too.
In Guinea and other parts of West Africa, when there are griots, is that something common that you marry each other? And do you find that being married to another griot, a musician, is a happy thing?
It's very happy thing, but life, everybody going its own way. That was before our ancestor. They was like, okay, Djali marry Djali. That's the whole family. Just the whole family, you know, go together. And then, but, you know, some kingdom too, there was need Djali Moussa. The king looked to be married Djali Moussa, mm-hmm. to have a star in his...
In his entourage.
Nine. Oh. You know what I mean? So Djali Moussa was so expensive. you know, that time, growing men have jalmuso, because jalmuso is like, you know, today we say star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that was Famaro Jabate talking with me from Harlem, New York. There's more of that interview to come, so you can learn even more about Jalia.
Hi, my name is Eric Wanaina, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell. Keep it right here. Msiende mahali.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. And coming up, there's still more of my interview with the Jali Bala player, Famaro Jobate. And on top of that, I've got another interview with the rap doctor, Ochiame Kwame. That report comes straight out of Accra. But first, let's chill with this brand new single by Dobe Nyahore, Africa.
Tu es ma inspiration, berceau du monde, ta beauté mon flamme, comme le sourire de toutes ces femmes qui ondulent dans le bagne. Ils te mienne agré par l'école, ils sont mieux comme que les belles amies.
Thank you, Dobe Nyahore, for that beautiful song, Africa. Hello, my peeps. Are you ready to get back to the world of Jalia now? Jali are so important in West Africa. American ethnomusicologist and colleague of mine, Eric Cherry, puts it best in his book, Mandé Music. He writes, "Jali are musicians, singers, public speakers, oral historians, praisers, go-betweens, advisors, chroniclers, and shapers of the past and the present." Here in this last part of my interview with Famoro Djobate, a Jali from Guinea, he describes this all from a personal account of his own life. I just asked him to identify the song he played for me at the start of our interview there in Harlem, May 4th.
That's like just warm up. But it's meaning something too, mm-hmm. because I get that from my grandfather. So something happened before everything. They're going to come see the Jali. The Jali people going to be like a radio. So, you know, anything in village, everything. When something happened in family, you know, or my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, I heard from my grandfather, he was talking to me, history like that. Mm. So when they want to travel and go see king to, like, Georgia, so they walk that time, no, you know, no car, nothing. They're going to walk 2 weeks, 1 week, walk, you know. But before they go, he going to call, if they call each other, mm-hmm. I was like him.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Anywhere you are, you know it's announcement. You have to come, you know.
Because there's news to tell.
Exactly.
You've lived in Harlem for how many years?
It's been like 10 years. To live in Guinea and come here, I'm like Mrs. I'm here for Mrs., this instrument. So I bring this here for her to show to people because I have a lot in my home. We have a big family. Mm-hmm. By the plane, if you get sent to go out to show what you have, you can share with, you know.
That's your mission.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Hedda.
That concludes my feature interview with the Jali Bala player from Guinea, Famoro Djobate. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell.
Yeba, one can try on the one tail and one blow. This is J.W. Ambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Now, it is time to meet the rap doctor from Ghana, Ochiame Kwame. Reporter Eugene Salorma Wusu presenting.
It's the rap doctor in the building. Say I'm the best rapper alive.
He's been doing rap music since Adam and Eve and was part of those who started the indigenous rap music genre called Hip Life. Mentioning names of Ghana's best rappers without mentioning his name is like drawing the African map without Madagascar. Let's meet Ochiame Kwame, aka the Rap Doctor.
To my faithful girls, humble, willing, and able girls. Dedicated to my stable girls. It's a one mic jam.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Who is Ochiame Kwame?
Ochiame Kwame is a skinny, dark, short, cute Ghanaian musician who has been playing music for 19 years. He is an ex-member of the group Ochiame. It's one of the first rap groups to emerge out of Ghana in 1997 from Hip Life.
How did music start for you?
Okay, when I was 5, my mom taught me a poem, and I recited that poem from house to house. The satisfaction that reciting that poem gave my audience gave me a sense that when I grew up, I was going to do something poetry related. I didn't know exactly what it was. So when I got to high school, I took my literature classes seriously because I liked poetry. And cut again to 92 when hip-hop music had become the jam and everyone was catching the fever. So I listened to Tupac, Eric B, Rakim, listening to all those people, I came to understand that the same poem
that I used to recite back then and the literature that I have studied at high school is the same thing that these rappers are doing. And I put it together and I became a rapper. And I met this man called Saint Kankam, who had just graduated from music school from Winneba. And then he started training me. Around this time, Achame Kofi, who used to be a member of Achame, we had also started rapping. So between the time of like 91 or 92 to 97, we met a producer, we came out, and then we became artists.
Rap Doctor. It's a one mic jam.
Ewa, warana ukayo.
Tell us about Achame. How was it formed?
In 1991, I met with Achame Kofi. We used to live in the same neighborhood, Fantino Town. From there, we became friends. And then this was the same time when hip-hop had become so infectious. And we started rapping. And then we did school competitions and street battles. And then, before we realized, we were mainstream artists.
Yeah. Achame is kaput now. What happened? Was there any form of acrimony, enmity, animosity? What happened before you guys separated?
There was nothing like that. In 1999, we both went to live in America for a while. When we came back to Ghana, our ideas had changed. We had grown from boys to men, so we all wanted different things. I wanted to be at the forefront, mm-hmm. performing my music. He wanted to be in the back producing music, you know. So that type of difference broke the group apart, but it wasn't because there was any fight. No.
Let's talk about your solo career. How challenging was it breaking through as a soloist?
When I was coming out as a solo artist, I chose the best producer at that time, who was JQ. And JQ's beat was so amazing, even without the rap or lyrics on it. People want to pay money to have the beat. And then apart from that, I found the right management, you know, to support me. I think that I had already developed the equity as a good rapper. You know, so when I went solo, people still expected me to show that rap prowess, and then they would follow, and they did.
Are you currently into any project in Ghana?
So currently, I'm finishing up my album now, and it's called Made in Ghana. And it's a combination of music, poetry, drama, acoustic, spoken word, everything. I'm trying to capture the warmth to the breath of Ghana. Features Daddy Lumba, Amachi the Day, Joy B, exactly. Features young and old musicians alike, because I'm trying to tell a story with the album. And also, I'm dropping a new single. It's called Akwaba, you know, Welcome Home. And it features the Grammy Award winner, Sizzla Kalonji. It's an amazing song, fusion of Afro music and dancehall, reggae, everything. Potpourri of amazing West African and Jamaican music.
You heard Achame Kwame, a.k.a. the Rap Doctor, for VOA's Music Time in Africa show. My name is Eugene Solomon, so in Accra, Ghana.
Thank you, Eugene. All right, hey everybody, you're inside Music Time in Africa. Here's the lovely Lura with Modabo, featuring none other than the late Cesaria Evora.
Cantar num parque de luz divina, moda boa. Na adolescência, tava a ficar na frente um espelho, para improvisar um microfone, para cantar moda boa. E moda boa, moda boa com crer cantar, e ma boa com crer prender, para cantar moda boa.
Na minha vivência, já conche gente, já conche muito, da realização em dúvida. Canta capeta, canta minha terra. Essa minha vivência, crê partilhar-me a toda minha gente.
partilhando a mundo inteiro. História de um povo, história de uma vida.
É moda boa, moda boa com quem cantar. É uma boa com quem aprender. Para cantar, moda boa.
Boa e divina, anjo da guarda, santo bonão. Boa vivência é uma lição, é orgulho do nação. Bom nome é morna, é serenata de um creteu. Que o mar azul coiove nascer, solta quem tá nos coladeira.
Graça de cantar é uma missão que vou ter de cumprir. Pouca escolhi, Deus é que dá bem. Dignifica esse nome. Essa minha vivência, querer partilhar-me a toda minha gente. Partilhar-me o mundo inteiro. História de um povo, história de uma vida.
Moda boa com quem cantar, é uma boa com quem prender. Para cantar, moda boa. É moda boa com quem cantar, é uma boa com quem prender. Para cantar.
Listen to one last tune together before I have to say goodbye. Here's Carolina by Awilo Longombe. Wow. Well, that wraps up this week's program, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. And a big thanks to Famaro Jobate, Suzanne Gushuki, Phil Odidi, Otiame Kwame, and Eugene Salormawusu. Remember, too, that there are several ways and platforms you can use to listen to the show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 20 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0900 UTC, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC.
Finally, you can always find the show online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for Music Time in Africa or me, Heather Maxwell. Okay, Africa, mwah, love ya. Stay blessed and see you next time.